Jernigan Institute hosts local political debates. Three photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, "The candidates for District 11 council member sit on stage as the debate begins." Photo 2, the caption, "The stage was full with 12 candidates for mayor lined up for the March 3 debate." Photo 3, the caption, "The mayoral debate drew quite a crowd of Baltimore voters." Since a part of the job of the National Federation of the Blind is to let the public know that we are invested in civic responsibility and interested in political events and the way they influence the future of our country, we have recently offered the Jernigan Institute for two major public events in Baltimore. The first was a debate held on February 11 between four candidates seeking to be the council member from District 11. The second debate, to help determine the next mayor of Baltimore, was held on March 3, with 12 candidates participating. Topics covered were education, employment, public safety, housing, taxes, and disability. On this latter issue, all of the candidates were asked this question. 1 in 5 Baltimore City residents has a disability and face barriers to education, inaccessible technology, and an unemployment rate of over 70%. What will your guiding principles be when determining disability policy for the city? Although President Riccobono had opened with welcoming remarks describing the purpose of our organization, some participants were shocked to get a question on disability. As one source said, 4 had the deer in the headlights look, 4 gave somewhat coherent answers, and 4 evidenced an understanding of what the Federation works to do through doing away with subminimum wages, making technology universally usable, and seeing that everyone gets a fair shake when considered for hiring and promotion. 120 people attended the council debate, and more than 320 were present to witness the mayoral debate. The Federation was given high marks for the greeting we gave to each member of the community and for the organizing that went into these most successful events. We were assisted by the Baltimore City League of Women Voters and the 6 Neighborhood Peninsula Associations, who helped in drafting questions and urging the community to attend.